Good morning, I'm Debbie Cruz. It's Tuesday, February 25th. Local leaders say the federal funding freeze is having an impact here. More on that next. But first, let's do the headlines. Yesterday, the city held the first of a series of community meetings to receive feedback on charging single-family households for trash pickup. In 2022, San Diego voters elected to repeal the People's Ordinance with Measure B. The city is now allowed to collect fees for trash and recycling collection from homeowners. The next community meeting is on Monday, March 3rd at the Rancho Penasquitos Library. You can find the full meeting schedule at kpbs.org. Demolition of the damaged portion of the Oceanside Pier is now complete. According to reporting from the San Diego Union-Tribune, crews have removed the last of the buildings and decking destroyed by a fire last April. The demolition cost the city of Oceanside nearly $2 million, and city officials have said rebuilding the pier could come with a $17 million price tag. According to the city, a design for the rebuilt pier could be ready by next year and construction would begin in 2027, but only if the funds are available. Music icon Elton John will be in San Diego to perform in a one-night-only benefit concert at Petco Park. John will appear at the 2025 concert for Cures on May 9th. Pre-sale tickets for the benefit concert will be available on March 4th. All-access tickets will go on sale March 7th at 10 a.m. From KPBS, you're listening to San Diego News Now. Stay with me for more of the local news you need. San Diego leaders are warning that the freeze on federal funding could have an impact on housing and disaster relief, health care, and food assistance. KPBS reporter Tanya Thorne says county officials are preparing to mitigate the impact.
On Monday, San Diego County Supervisor Tara Lawson-Raymer warned of the impact the federal funding freeze is having in the community.
San Diego County depends on federal funding for everything from emergency responses and public health to housing assistance and behavioral health care.
She says the freeze is stopping funding that is meant to come back into the community.
But let's be clear, these are not handouts from Washington. Local San Diegans pay billions of dollars in federal taxes every single year, and that money is meant to come back to our community to fund essential services.
Lawson-Raymer said the county will be asking federal leaders for clarity on the funding freeze, but San Diegans could begin to see a reduction in services. Tanya Thorne, KPBS News.
The source of a listeria outbreak that has sickened more than two dozen people and killed 11 others since 2018 has finally been discovered. Health reporter Heidi DeMarco says the bacteria was found in frozen nutritional shakes.
The shakes, sold by the brands Lions Ready Care and Cisco Imperial, were sent to nursing homes, hospitals, and long-term care facilities. UCSD health geriatrician Ian Neal says symptoms can take weeks to show up.
We get nausea, we get vomiting, sometimes it could present as back pain, and then also all the basic flu-like symptoms, you know, muscle aches and fatigue.
The FDA told the companies to stop selling and customers to stop serving the shakes on Friday. They say they're working with the CDC and local agencies to track the multi-state outbreak. So far, no San Diego County hospitals or nursing homes have reported cases linked to the recalled shakes. Heidi DeMarco, KPBS News.
A new children's book puts West African culture in the next generation's hands and ears. Reporter Katie Heisen says the local author is passing it forward.
For centuries, African people have shared their histories through oral storytelling. And that's how J.P. Hales-Baugh learned his. His dad read him West African folktales at bedtime.
Even when learning about some of the more tragic things in my lineage, it gave me a sense of dignity.
When Hales-Baugh's friends started having kids, he wanted them to have that experience. So he wrote a children's book, Jawara's Journey. In it, a boy goes through the Basari manhood ritual, and learns how so many generations of Africans in the diaspora have kept their traditions alive.
It's critical that we understand our history doesn't start here. It doesn't start because we came here under duress. We had a history before that, and we've retained it.
That lesson matters. Some studies show Black children who learn about their heritage before slavery tend to have higher self-esteem and school performance. The book is keeping heritage alive in more ways than one. Through March, Hales Baugh will be donating the proceeds to Fire Relief in Altadena.
It's been a Black community in Los Angeles County for decades, so a lot of people are pulling together our resources to help keep that community what it's been.
Jorah's Journey is available on Amazon. Katie Heisen, KPBS News.
Last March, Coop's West Texas Barbecue in Lemon Grove almost closed its doors, but owner Bradrick Cooper came up with a new business plan to survive post-COVID. Arts and culture reporter Beth Accomando explains what makes Coop's unique.
Just over 14 years ago, Bradrick Cooper walked into the old Fargo's Barbecue joint.
And when I saw these pits, I was just like, it's on. It was like the chimes of heaven just said, whoo!
There's a lot of history in those pits.
These pits have got to be almost 40 years old. The person that built them was from the Fargo's family, which was a barbecue spot that was in the 80s. They're very unique, not very many of them in the United States. You can't make these pits anymore, they can't be made. These are grandfathered in. Glad I got one.
The pits are brick ovens that burn wood a few feet below where the meat cooks.
So we do a process of grilling and smoking at the same time, and I think it gives our meat a little bit more flavor. Give me a brick oven pit any day and I'll go up against anybody.
And he'd probably win based on what I've tasted. Cooper, or Coop as people call him, has been cooking on these pits almost every day for more than a decade, serving up what he calls legendary barbecue at Coop's West Texas Barbecue in Lemon Grove. It's barbecue made the way his father taught him in Texas.
It is true, authentic barbecue, Texas-style barbecue.
All right, order for Lenny.
That means using a dry rub and serving the sauce on the side so you can really taste the meat and judge Coop's skill as a pit master. But Coop never planned to run a restaurant. He worked as a registered nurse for 12 years, but was always cooking.
During those times, every weekend, I would pack up plates, like around 50 plates, put them in a cooler, and I would ride around to beauty shops from La Mesa all the way down to Chula Vista, all the Black-owned beauty shops and barbershops.
Then in 2010, he opened Coop's as a storefront. One of his first customers encouraged him to list his business on Yelp so he and his friends could write reviews.
I didn't even know what Yelp was, and they loved it. They gave me a 5-star review before I knew it. This place was full of white folks.
But as with a lot of businesses, Coop's faced challenges during COVID.
You know, I guess like people who went through the Great Depression, they'll never forget it. COVID, I believe, for our generation, that's one of those things that will never be forgotten. For us, we stayed open. We couldn't afford to close. We felt like superheroes, like we were wearing capes when we were here every day, and people were coming in, getting the food.
The toughest part, though, was post-COVID. Not only did the cost of goods go up, but so did gas prices.
Coop's has always been considered a barbecue destination. People coming from all over Southern California, North County.
But higher gas prices led people to find barbecue closer to home.
23 was the worst year ever. I mean, it was like a ghost town right here. Nobody was moving around. Pretty much getting ready to close our doors in March of 24.
But when he posted that he'd be closing, people suddenly lined up down the block.
And so I'm bending over, got tears coming out of my eyes. When I come up, I was like, where you guys been? And everybody starts laughing. And I was like, nah, man, as funny as it sounds, I said, I'm serious. I said, man, we've been cooking all this wonderful food and nobody's been coming to eat it.
That support inspired Coop to experiment with a new business plan.
I'm going to do it like a Texas barbecue joint. I'm going to open up Friday, Saturday, Sunday, serving you guys fresh barbecue. 10 to 3, or when we sell out, hopefully we sell out every weekend.
And while the lines haven't stretched down the block again, Coop has been able to keep himself and his hardworking 3-person staff employed.
It's been a blessing that our doors are still open. We're not out of the red yet, but we're still open. You know, and I thank God for that. You know, as long as he gives me the energy, the desire, the passion that I have for doing this, I'm gonna keep doing it.
So if you're driving down Lemon Grove Avenue, look for smoke coming out of Coop's Big Mouth Smoker out front.
So we call those Texas stop signs. That's what we call smokers. Anytime there's smoke coming out of a metal container, you know, you're assuming that it's barbecue, and you can't help but look and want to come check it out or come see what you got, what the person's picking.
Coop is always cooking classics like brisket and ribs, but he also experiments with creations like smoked chicken enchilada pie or barbecue spaghetti. Hope that whets your appetite. And apologies that you can't taste or smell what's coming out of those brick pits. Beth Accomando, KPBS News.
Coop's West Texas Barbecue has been cooking since 2010 in Lemon Grove and is only open Friday through Sunday from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. or until it sells out. That's it for the podcast today. As always, you can find more San Diego news online at kpbs.org. I'm Debbie Cruz. Thanks for listening, and have a great Tuesday.